What is up, y'all? It is your boy ABK, and thank you for listening to the High Power Podcast. I really do appreciate each and every one of y'all. Man, I know it's been a minute since I posted up a podcast. Man, different things have been going on. As you guys can see, I'm in a new crib, moved to a different house with my wife and my daughter. Been helping renovate the old house that we were in so that my in-laws can sell it and all that stuff. And it just, I've been working on my trading shit, my trading platform and all that stuff. I've been working on mentoring people and just trying to stack this bread up and do different things, man. So I've been busy, and to be fair and honest with you guys, I haven't been there, like, anything that's giving me the drive, everything that's getting the motivation to want to be posting on social media or even creating podcasts, there wasn't anything that was really giving me that motivation to do it as much as I wanted to do it. Or even if I did want to make content, I wasn't satisfied with it. Like, I've made a couple of videos even besides this, and I wasn't satisfied with the content that I made. So that's the reason why I've been like, you know what? Once everything settles down, once everything is, like, semi back to normal, if you want to call this whole COVID-19 shit normal, then that's when I'll start posting up shit. And also, I've just been watching on the sidelines. I wanted to see how all this whole COVID-19 was going to, like, impact social media in a way, and see that if it was even worth trying to be posting up content while everybody's looking at their phones right now. And it's funny, because the first 2-3 weeks I was like, man, it makes no sense for me to post content or anything like that, because everybody's just going to be on their phone anyway and they're going to skip through my content. But then I also thought to myself, I'm like, who the fuck cares? If you're so worried about the number of people that are watching your content or that are going to be able to grab your content, then why am I doing this in the first place? So once I give myself the little prep talk, I'm like, you know what? I just got to write ideas of content, start recording them even before I post them, and just keep going with that. And so your boy's back. This podcast, what I wanted to dedicate this podcast for, I'm not even going to talk a lot about that the COVID-19 bullshit. I don't feel like there's need to. There's already enough negativity out there and enough people talking about it. And it's just, I'm just going to let them talk about that. I have my opinions on this whole COVID-19 shit. I have my own opinions. I have my own facts, all that stuff. But I'm just going to leave that to myself. If anybody wants to discuss that with me, by all means. But as of my like, just posting about it, nah, not really. I'm not with it. But I wanted to give you guys my top 5 things on what you should be doing during this time that you're home. During this time that you're in self-quarantine, or I said quarantine, sorry. Whatever you might be doing in this self-quarantine, in this social distance thing, I want to be able to give you guys my opinions and my take on all of it. So, first thing I want to say is find yourself. You need, like, a lot of people have a lot of soul searching to do during this time. Stop dreading over the fact that you can't go to your friend's house, right? Or stop dreading over the fact that you can't go out and have fun and do all this stuff. Because, yeah, it does suck, but you sulking about it, you crying about it, or you just feeling sorry about it isn't going to help anything. This isn't just a Canada thing, or this isn't just a United States thing. This is a worldwide thing. This is happening everywhere in the world. So don't feel like you're the only person that feels the way how you feel. But instead of dreading it, you need to find yourself. And it's funny, because it took me to be homeless in order for me to find my true self, in order for me to find what makes me happy and all that stuff, in order for me to be able to be okay with me being alone and by myself. It took me that extreme for me to be able to soul search, which I don't think everybody or anybody needs to even go through that for them to be able to find who they are as a person or anything like that. But it's still, this is an extreme because it's a pandemic, right? So I feel like everybody should be trying to look for themselves, like trying to figure out who they are, what makes them tick, what things they like, what things they don't like. You may already know half of this stuff, but it gets, like, you have to go deeper into that. Like, you have to, like, really soul search to find yourself, because there's not a lot of people who can say that they are happy when they are by themselves. Because me, I could be, I'm pretty damn self-sufficient. I could be by myself and I could be happy. I could be having my time of my time of my life by myself. Not that many people can say that, though. You feel me? So that's the first thing I wanted to say about that's, and this is not in any particular order. It's not in any importance. It's just my thoughts, right? It's just what I have listed down. I already wrote it down on my computer and stuff like that. I just have it on my phone right now. All right, so number two, learn a new skill set. Whether that be you're learning about real estate, really about learning about trading Forex, or just learning about the stock market, whether it's drop shipping, tax prepping, or whatever. Don't use this, don't waste this time just sulking and watching Netflix and like doing whatever. Learn a skill set that is recession proof at that, if you can. If you have the accessibility, which every single person who's watching this, you have the accessibility to learn any of those five things that I just called. So that if another recession does happen in your lifetime, which is probably going to happen, you have a new skill set that could get you through that period. Because I know a lot of people lost their jobs. They're not getting a paycheck. And even if they are, it's a small paycheck. If you had a skill set that you knew that could make you money without having to worry about the economy of your country, then that'd be what's up, you know? Like, I don't know, because I have a lot of people I talk to that they're not, it's above Canada and the United States now. There's some people I talk to who are in Libya. There's some people who I talk to who they're in Afghanistan. There's some people I talk to in Russia. So, find a skill set. That's all I have to say. Find a skill set that can benefit you in times like this. Because this trading shit, money doesn't stop moving. The foreign exchange market doesn't stop moving. The cryptocurrency market doesn't stop moving. Even indices like US 30 or the SPX 500, those don't necessarily stop moving unless unless like the United States, they have a circuit breaker which halts all trading in the stock market. But as for the foreign exchange market, that never sleeps. So that's a skill set that I'm glad that I learned last year, so that I'm able to still make an income without having to worry about leaving my house or anything like that. Feel me? So don't waste your time just like doing things that aren't gonna benefit you in the future. Learn a skill set, even if it's by a little bit. Like, I know that for sure that I'm gonna learn about being a realtor and all that stuff, because that's something that I want to get into in the future. So, number three, don't be in a rush to start that podcast. Don't be in a rush to start that social media page. Don't be in a rush to start that business that you've been thinking about. This is a time to relax. Like, the world is on pause. Like, literally, well, kind of. The world is kind of on pause right now. You don't need to be rushing to get into these things that you've been trying to get into. You could take your time, do your research. Don't like take your time and not do anything, but you could take your time, do your research, try to perfect yourself before you start one of those things like your business, your podcast, or whatever. Take your time. There's no need to rush into it. But like I said, don't waste enough time that everything just passes you by and you still haven't started it. Peep game. Don't waste that time, because time is something that we all don't have. Number four, start that podcast. Start that business. Start that social media page. Now, I know, it makes no sense because I literally just said for you not to rush into it, but at the same time, rush into it. Because right now you have potentially the most eyes stuck to the screen, to the phone at the same time. Right now you have the opportunity to reach people that may have been working 50, 60 plus hours a week. Now you have their undivided attention, so that you can be able to show them what you have to offer, or you can be able to show them that, oh, this is somebody that I'll want to be listening to or getting to know more in the future, or something like that. You get me? Like I said, right now the world is basically on pause. Not like, how many people have lost their jobs? So many people are just stuck at home waiting for the next updates on the COVID-19, what's going to happen, all that stuff. So for those who are already past that stage where they don't need a rush to get their podcast or whatever started, start right now. You really need to start right now, because like I said, now you have a lot more people and a lot more a wider audience that you can reach out to, and you'll never know until you start, you know? So that's number four. Number five, and probably the most important one, spend time with your loved ones, man. When are you going to get this opportunity again? Realistically speaking, although we may be in this for longer than 6 months, longer than 12 months, I don't know. I personally think it's probably going to be until like October, November-ish. But like I said, I have my opinions on this. That's just me. But spend time with your family as much as you can, because there are a lot of us. I'm like just think about the stars. Like, just think about the stars, the athletes, the comedians, and all that are like stars. Right now, they're cherishing this moment because this is the most that they've been able to spend with their family for years. Like, for instance, let's give an example with LeBron James. LeBron James has an 82-game schedule each and every year for about 170-something days, where he has to travel, where he has to go to different states, different cities, and he doesn't get a chance to be with his family every single day or anything like that. But now he has that opportunity where he gets to spend time with his family as much as possible, that I'm pretty sure that he even gets annoyed of it. But at the same time, he's cherishing it. And it's because he doesn't know when he's going to get this opportunity again, because I'm pretty sure even when he does quit, or not quit, when he does retire playing basketball, he's still going to be kind of like Kobe. I feel like he's going to be kind of like Kobe. He's going to venture into business because he is he is hella business-minded, which I hella respect, right? And so I feel like he's going to even be busy, just as busy when he's an athlete, if not more, once he is retired with basketball. But as of right now, he has so much time with his family, he's a cherisher. Just like with other athletes. How many of these athletes do you see that they're getting to spend time with their family because they're so used to being on the road or working out or not being able to be there when their family needs them the most? So that's why I say spend time with your family as much as possible. You don't know when you're going to get this opportunity again. One thing that I didn't write down on my notes, but I want to say, stop watching the news. Stop watching the news. It's only going to make you think worse about this COVID-19 thing. Because guess what? All they're showing you is number of people getting the virus and the number of people that are dying from it. You hardly see where they're talking about, oh, this amount of people have recovered from it, or this amount of people are in serious conditions or anything like that. They're only showing you bad numbers. That's only going to make you get even more pessimistic about the situation. Rather than if you already know what's going on, you already know what's popping, you already know that you're supposed to stay home, quarantine and chill, all that stuff. There's no need for you to keep watching the news. The news is meant for you to just give up on humanity even more. Like me, I don't like watching the news. That's why I don't can't stand watching the news, because all they're doing is telling you about negative shit. Negativity, negativity, negativity. That's what the world thrives on instead of positivity. So please, 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 just stay away from the news. Like, if you want, go ahead and watch the news, because you have to see, oh, I want to see what my city's talking about, if I need to do what I need to do, or what this needs to happen. Yeah, that's perfectly fine. But don't get attached to the news stations watching it every 20, 30 minutes, because it's not going to give you anything viable. Like, for instance, I had given my, I'd given my trading, all my students and stuff like that, and also on my trading channel, I had given them that a website where you can see state, country by country, how many cases there are, how many recoveries and deaths there are. Ever since I gave them that, which was about a week and a half ago, I haven't even looked at it since, because I don't see a purpose as why I need to see the number climbing. I know it's going to climb regardless, because there's going to be stupid people who aren't staying at home. Well, I'm not going to say they're stupid. I'm just saying people who aren't cautious that they're not staying at home. Every day I see it, man. If you see a car, you see cars passing by, people aren't staying at home. Now, that's up to them, right? As long as they're practicing social distancing, that's great. But watching that news, watching the news all the time, isn't going to make anything better. So that's another thing that I wanted to talk about. And one more thing, be active, man. Work out at home. There's a lot of workouts. YouTube home workouts. That's all you need to do. Me, I know, y'all can see, I'm not in the greatest of shapes, but it's because I've just been hustling on the computer rather than hustling in the gym. But I'm working on it, though. So, but yeah, definitely be active. There's tons of home workouts that you can do. You don't need a gym for you to be able to work out. Or go outside of your front yard and go run a lap or two around the block. Simple as that. Simple stuff like that can keep you active. You feel me? Me, like I said, I'm way better than what I was. Let me not say way better, but I'm better than what I was 2 months ago. So let's just leave it at that. All right. So, but yeah, that's all I have to say. I know my hair is trash. I just have it in braids. Like, I have cornrows right here that are terrible. I have my dreads braided. I'm just leaving it like that because right now I just look like a straight up bum, which I know some of y'all are used to already. But yeah, that's all I have for today. That's literally all I wanted to come in, post y'all up on some updates on what I personally think that people should be doing in these times. Because these are trying times. It's getting to everybody. Nobody wants to be stuck at home. Nobody wants to be, for the ones that are in the front lines, like my wife, I salute to y'all for working and stuff like that. I know you guys would rather be at home with your family, but hey, it is what it is. Y'all got a job to do. Salute to y'all. And that's about it. So thank you for listening to the High Power Podcast. I really do appreciate y'all. And this is your boy ABK, and we out this bitch. Deuce, deuce. Hey everybody, thank you for checking back into the High Power Podcast. I really do appreciate it. But what I need you to do right now is, whatever platform you are listening to this on, if you're listening to this on Spotify, if you're listening to this on YouTube, if you're listening to this on Stitcher, if you're listening to this on Google Play Services, what I would want you to do is to please, please, please help me out with a follow, a like, a subscribe, whatever platform you are on, please show some support for me, because this is how I grow as an individual, and this is also how I grow as a business. So again, please leave a like, a comment, support me, find a way to support me, and I always appreciate any type of support. Thank you.